think we're way ahead of the curve in terms of being ready to respond to that regulation and be able to demonstrate the purity and the efficacy of the products made with our system. I think as those products continue to get more and more regulated, having a system like the Green Mill supercritical extraction system is just going to be a real plus.
I agree. You don't want to be that company that has to do a recall because they've been targeted because their equipment wasn't as precise as it needs to be.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today at Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Wes Reynolds, the president and CEO of Green Mill Supercritical. Wes, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you today. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I've been looking forward to having you on the show because lately there's been a ton of interest about extraction. I don't know why, but we're getting a lot of emails from listeners who want us to do a show about processing and extractions, and Green Mill manufactures extraction equipment. So I thought, who better? Let's start by bringing everybody up to speed. Can you give us a quick overview of the different types or different methods of extraction?
There are two big ones, really. It's supercritical CO2 extraction, which is what we make, is a supercritical CO2 extraction system, which is a collection of extraction vessels and collection vessels with a proprietary software and then all of the pumps and valves in between that move the solvent through any botanical product. Not just cannabis, by the way. It's, you can extract lavender or any kind of hops or of any kind of botanical product is ripe for extraction, so to speak. And then there are other mostly combustible forms of extraction, butane, ethanol, hydrocarbons, that are effective and do a great job of extracting the molecules from a cannabis plant or other botanical, but they're a bit dirty. They leave some residual effects typically in the product and also have a tendency to catch on fire, which can be challenging in certain environments.
That's not a good thing.
We've chosen CO2. We really believe in CO2. We're based in Pittsburgh, and all of our effort is around really pushing CO2 beyond known limits. That's what we're all about. And we're very dedicated to innovation in the space of CO2 extraction. So we believe in it wholeheartedly. And so I'm pretty biased when it comes to choosing an extraction method.
The first time somebody explained to me how this works, I was just fascinated. I don't think every one of our listeners understands exactly how you use CO2 to extract all the cannabinoids and everything out of the plant. Can you walk us through the, without getting too complicated?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about me getting too complicated. I'm not the scientist on our team. I'm the president and CEO of the company, but we have just gifted chemical engineers and mechanical engineers who are true scientists that are doing this work. But really, to oversimplify it, Dan, I would say that with supercritical CO2, what you're doing is you're putting CO2 at a temperature and pressure where it takes on a supercritical state, which is between a liquid and a gas. And that state then is able to permeate lots of different substances. So In this case, can permeate that botanical product very precisely. Our system is designed to control temperature, flow rate, and pressure very precisely so that you get the supercritical CO2 and then you push it through the botanical product. And when you do that, what it's doing is it's acting on that product and it's literally hollowing out the molecules associated with that botanical and then leaving you with an oil that contains only the molecules that you wanted from that extraction process. We're developing new methods every day around more effective and more precise extraction sessions, let's call them, so that the operator of the machine is able to really drive our machine in a way that is quite sophisticated and allows you to target very specific molecules, primarily in cannabis plants, which is 80% of what we sell are systems that are going into cannabis operations. We think that the sky's the limit in terms of what molecules we can target and what we can get out of the cannabis plant just through supercritical CO2 extraction. So we're pretty excited about that.
It's really exciting. I think one of the biggest benefits that I've always felt with Supercritical is there's no residual. And I don't know that this is even a thing, but it seems like if I was going to use one of these other chemicals, maybe it would there would be a trace of that after it's... Is that a problem with other types of extraction methods?
Yeah, for sure it is. CO2 is completely inert and clean. So there's nothing residual that comes from a CO2 process. And we recapture the CO2. We don't recycle it, but we recapture it and it gets reused and doesn't do anything to adulterate the plant whatsoever. You get only what you wanted out of that botanical plant. Now, there are post-processing requirements in the extraction world that do introduce ethanol still, like through a winterization process, ethanol is introduced. And that is an unfortunate sort of step in a process. If we could figure out a way around that, we could remove any and all sort of foreign contaminants in the whole process and really give you a fully, what I would call a full spectrum, totally natural, 100% oil that looks and acts just like the botanical that it comes from. Okay. So that's pretty exciting when we get to that phase.
It won't be long based on how fast things are changing right now.
Exactly.
And especially because there is so much demand. You have your hobbyists, your home hobbyists that are doing extraction, and all the way up to these, I hear about these facilities where they're just truckloads of raw material coming in and being processed. Now, are you producing equipment for the full gamut, or is there a certain spot where your sweet spot?
We're really focused on what I would call the sort of artisanal quality focused producer. So the Green Mill Supercritical system is designed to give you ultimate sort of drivability, control, precision. For example, if you run a 3-hour extraction run on a Green Mill system at 3,500 PSI, our system is going to fluctuate maybe 5 PSI either side of 3,500 over that run. Whereas a competitive system might fluctuate 300 PSI over that same run. And the significance of that is that the end product is a lot more predictable and it's a lot more precise. So when you define the parameters of that oil that you want, our system's going to give you what you wanted. We think that allows you to have a much more differentiated and competitive offer for the consumer, particularly as this industry continues to evolve. I think consumers become more and more discerning. They want differentiated products. And with a Green Mill Supercritical system, there's no limit to what you can do in terms of kind of creatively pulling out different pieces of the botanical product that you're extracting. There is a need for massive extraction effort, but we think it's a very small portion of the market. We think it's a handful of multi-state operators in the U.S. and maybe a handful of international operators who are really in need of bulk, massive quantities of extraction capability. The majority of the operators out there, they may be a small piece of the total volume, a small piece of the total revenue picture of this industry as it grows, but they will be vastly bigger in terms of the actual number of operators. And that's really what we're targeting, are those kind of artisanal operators that want something special and different, that want a brand that they can be proud of and they can take to the market.
Yeah. And especially for the medical side of this,
I think
what you provide is that's where it needs to be precise. It needs to be exact. You can see where the demand for that is just going to grow.
And as regulation continues to, I think
good point.
It's excellent to see so many states moving toward legalization, which we've all predicted and expected. But the other side of legalization is going to be that there are going to be a lot more bodies interested in regulating this industry. And as regulation increases, I think we're way ahead of the curve in terms of being ready to respond to that regulation and be able to demonstrate the purity and the efficacy of the products made with our system. I think as those products continue to get more and more regulated, having a system like a Green Mill Supercritical extraction system is just going to be a real plus.
I agree. You don't want to be that company that has to do a recall because they've been targeted because their equipment wasn't as precise as it needs to be. this is just like almost a given that this sector of the business is growing. It's growing fast now. It's going to just keep growing faster and faster. Your business seems like it's really front loaded. Like you got to make the equipment before you can sell it. Are you in the process of raising capital, or will there ever be an opportunity for people to invest in your company?
Yeah, absolutely. We are like I said, we're a small Pittsburgh-based company. We have 18 total employees. We've been in business for 3.5 years, but only in the last like couple of years have we really seen some traction in the market where our customer partners really like what we're doing. We have a terrifically reliable piece of equipment at a very competitive price. And we think that there's just a lot more opportunity. We've done a small round of a convertible note that kind of got us going. And now we're right in the very beginning of an equity offering to really accelerate our marketing and sales efforts. So you know, what we find is that when people know about us as Green Mill Supercritical, they are really thrilled about what we're doing. They get excited about the product. They get excited about the technology, the payback. The return on investment is great for the customer who's using the system. Yep. But it's particularly with the pandemic sort of slowed everything down in terms of ability to get out in front of the industry, obviously. But even with the pandemic, we think there's just an enormous opportunity for us to really ramp up our marketing, really get out there and tell our story. And also increase our sales effort pretty dramatically so that we can really go in and touch all those artisanal operators that are out there, both in the U.S. and outside. We've got a lot of interest from Latin America, a lot of interest from Europe. We've even gotten some interest from parts of Asia and New Zealand. So we think that this is just the beginning of a real growth story.
Man, isn't it great that the cannabis industry is reigniting the Rust Belt cities? This is great. You're a manufacturing company in Pittsburgh is exporting equipment around the world. That's what we want to hear. And it's all because of cannabis.
Not only is it reinvigorating the Rust Belt kind of spots, like you said, but just the whole history that we're part of, to me, is incredible that this manufacturing heritage that we come out of, you can feel it at a Green Mill. We are a company that really thrives on trying new things, and we work in an environment where ideas trump egos, and it's pretty cool to see.
That's great. That's great. I'm going to have all the links to Green Mill Supercritical in the show notes. So I'm sure Wes or somebody from his team will be happy to answer any of your extraction questions. And if you want to talk to him more about maybe investing or being part of his company, I'm sure he'd be happy to talk to you about that as well. Wes, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, great to be with you, man. Really enjoyed it. And thanks for what you're doing for the industry. Terrific.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey there, my name is Leah Babruti, and I'm the founder and host of Cannachicks Podcast, where I discuss cannabis, psychedelics, and other natural medicines. I not only interview people who use them as treatment for different conditions, but also the entrepreneurs who share their knowledge on how they built their businesses. If this sounds interesting to you, give my show a listen. I'm sure you'll learn something that'll surprise you.